when the second phase goes through, you know, there won't be a great time saving for anybody using the entire railway system from Belfast to Derry, or indeed in return. So, you know, we're still going to look at a major travel time, which is far from ideal for anybody who would like to commute by train.
The railway line doesn't take the quickest journey between the two cities. It services areas like Ballerina, Castle Rock and Coleraine, right through to Belfast, and it's an important link for a number of communities.
Oh, it is, and I recognise that certainly, and we were very happy that the line there was retained, because at one point it looked at this as if it it may be sacrificed. So, you know, that is still there, but we are definitely in the north, far from an efficient, modern, fast commuter train system.
You say the risk is that the link will be seen as the laughing stock of Europe. Surely that's going a little bit too far.
The big story here, I suppose, is the fact that John Madden, a supreme athlete that he is, did the journey from Derry to Belfast quicker than the train, and indeed, had he been allowed on the motorways, he figures that he could have shaved another 10 or 15 minutes off that. So that in itself is a story, and I'm sure it's been picked up by news people and media people right across Europe, indeed maybe farther afield. So, you know, this is the reality. I suppose this was really an athletic challenge in the first instance. I know Peter Jack quite well, and I know this is one of the quirky ideas that he had, but there is a serious message behind it in terms of infrastructure, not just rail infrastructure, but also road infrastructure right across the northwest. And I brought this up in a debate in Stormont last Monday, and actually used the upcoming example of the train bike challenge to highlight that.